Disney's Star Wars Andor actress series will portray Trumpian world where people's rights are disappearing. By David Ng on August 4, 2022. The Walt Disney Company appears to be taking Star Wars in an overtly left-wing direction, with an actress from Disney Plus's Andor revealing the upcoming series will portray a Trumpian world where people's rights are disappearing. Acclaimed actress Fiona Shaw explained show creator Tony Gilroy's approach to the new series in an interview with Empire magazine. "Tony has written a great, scurrilous, take on the Trumpian world," she said. "Our world is exploding in different places right now. People's rights are disappearing, and Andor reflects that. In the show, the Empire is taking over, and it feels like the same thing is happening in reality, too." She added, "I was impressed by Tony's social realist intention. He's created a whole new morality. It's very deep and humane. There is grief, mourning, hope, fear. It's not just primary colors here." Andor, which is set to debut September 21 on Disney Plus, is a series spin-off of the 2016 Star Wars movie Rogue One. The series takes place 5 years before the Rogue One story, with actor Diego Luna reprising his role as Rebel Alliance spy Cassian Andor. The series also stars Stellan Skarsgård, Forest Whitaker, and Genevieve O'Reilly. Under Disney, Star Wars has embraced social justice themes and feminism by introducing Mary Sue characters like Rose Tico and putting racial diversity front and center. Meanwhile, Disney minimized black actor John Boyega on its Force Awakens posters in China in order to appeal to local audiences. Off-screen, Star Wars actors have actively engaged in left-wing politics. Diego Luna spoke out against then-President Donald Trump at the Latino Media Awards in 2018. The Mexican actor blasted Trump's illegal immigration policies, including separations at the border. "What's been happening in this country these last few days? This cruelty cannot be accepted or tolerated," Luna said. "We have to remind ourselves that we are the ones telling our stories. So we have to be telling the stories of the invisible so they can be visible." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.